It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The firefighters of Townline, New York, are known as the last of the rebels. They sport a Confederate flag on their uniforms. And we repeat, this is in New York State, near the Canadian border. At the start of the Civil War, the hamlet of Townline seceded from the Union. And as Daniel Robison reports, the story behind that secession remains a mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask your attention, please?
The only church hall in Townline, New York, is filled past fire code. It's a party marking the 150th anniversary of this northern town siding with the South. Ladies are in elaborate period dresses. Gentlemen swelter in woolen soldiers' uniforms. Like Brandon Adkins, who tells people he's a natural-born Confederate from upstate New York.
One guy, he was calling me a Yankee, and I says, excuse me. I says, I'm from Townline. I says, I'm a Confederate. He says, well, if that's true, he says, I'll kiss your rear end in front of everybody to see. He looked it up, and I guess he believes me now that they were the last of the rebels.
I mean, I was very surprised when I first heard it about 10 years ago. I thought, no, come on.
That's Ray Ball, a local history teacher. According to him, townsfolk gathered at the schoolhouse just after war broke out. After a rowdy debate, they voted 80-45 to secede from the Union. Shortly after, Ball says, five local men headed south and joined the Confederate Army.
The country was literally coming apart at the seams, and the seams tore much farther north than most people realize.
But locals are still unsure why Townline, just minutes from Canada, took such a dramatic step. The town supported Abraham Lincoln for president just the year before, Ball says, and residents were mostly German immigrants without connections to the American South.
It had nothing less to do with slavery here, but so it had to be something beyond that. Why they voted the way they did.
Karen Moko has researched the story for years and still hasn't pinned down an answer. After the Civil War was over, she says, Townline secession was conveniently forgotten.
I think there was embarrassment that it had happened. There are no records that we know of, so there is no names, which may have been that was on purpose.
So life went on. Residents paid federal taxes and even had a U.S. post office. Then, in 1946, right after World War II, a local newspaper dug up the story. Word spread around the country. Telegrams flooded in, hounding the town to rejoin the Union. Even President Harry Truman weighed in, writing an open letter. So, bowing to pressure, a vote was scheduled. Back at the 150th anniversary celebration, the crowd watches grainy film footage of past residents dropping ballots into a box, and then lowering Townline's rebel flag, which had flown on and off for 85 years. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Robison.